This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers. It's 6 minutes after 7. It's getting dark out there much earlier, Rob Pratt.
It is. So that means I have to cut my grass before I come to work.
But you know what? It'll soon be spring.
It will, before you know it.
Okay. Well, tonight we're talking about bariatric surgery. And our guest, Dr. George Ide, has recently had an article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, commonly known as JAMA. And he has shown that having surgical bariatric care actually is more effective than some of the other things that we use to lose weight. And, but it also has a very, very big effect depending on whether patients are willing to change their lifestyle. Right, Dr. Ide?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on the show again.
You bet.
It's always a pleasure. Yeah, so what's going on right now, as you know, it's an interesting time in the fight to treat this devastating disease, which is obesity.
And it's actually an epidemic.
Especially in this part of the country. Actually, the estimate is that by the year 2030, which is 5 years from now, 50% of the population, 50% of the U.S. population would have a BMI of 30 and above, which what qualifies for the word obesity.
Wow.
So 50% of the population. So you can imagine how much work has to be done in order to fight this devastating disease. Obviously, prevention, it should be the way our food chain and what we eat and all that sort of thing is important. But in this moment, you have a large portion of your population that needs help, correct? We know it's a physiologic disease, not just about willpower. We need something to be done. And there are a lot of great treatment options out there, bariatric surgery being one of them. And the medication, the injection that everybody also is talking about them, what we know now, GLP-1s, are there as well. So the question that came to us is like, we have effective treatments. We have amazing stuff we can help people with. How can we scale that? Think about it. 50%. millions and millions of people need help. How can you scale this sort of things? We know from studying this disease, and I've been doing this for a long time, studying this disease, we know it's a chronic and it's heterogeneous. What I mean by that is we're not the same. So if somebody is 100 pounds overweight, it's not the same as your next door neighbor who's also probably 100% overweight. So we're different. And this is why we apply a treatment for one person may not work for the other person. Sure. And people get frustrated about it. We know why, because genetically we're not the same. So the studies we came, and we're very proud of that study because it's published in one of the number one or top journals in the world, not just in the US. So it's a quality work that we're doing, not to kind of pat ourselves on the back here, but that's the truth, is that we need to figure out what treatment would work best for what group of patients.
Okay.
So in our study, patients who have BMI 40 and above, and I'm talking higher level, so at least 100 pounds overweight and more, when we compare them to similar group of patients who were on GLP-1 therapy or the injections as we know it, the surgical group ended up not only have better outcomes, but was much more cost effective.
Look at it over time.
Over 2 years.
Yeah.
So those people who've been consistently on the medication, never stopped it for a year, two, and then we followed them all the time, and then we looked at it, and what we found is that the group who had surgery visited the emergency room 37% less than the group who had the injection.
Okay.
The group had surgery visited their doctors around 25% less and were admitted to the hospital around 27% less, correct? So while there's no causation there, but we know that when you visit the emergency room less and your doctor's less, then it's a little bit healthier option. And by that, we saved a lot of money on this our healthcare system. So my point here is this was an eye-opening to say that for this group of people, surgery still produces amazing results. It's safe. And the proof is when we looked at thousands, and we're talking about 30,000 we compare, these were the results, you know? So yes, individually, I mean, you may tell me a story here or there, but when we look at the entire population, what we call real world data, correct? That's what we see on a daily basis on everyone. That group of patients did much better and fared much better surgically rather than medication.
Okay. And those who had diabetes needed less insulin.
Oh, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, so that comes into the cost.
Absolutely. These were numbers. And that's we're lucky because we have the model here in Pittsburgh of Highmark Health where we have the provider and the payers on the same side. So we combine clinic and claim data. So the data on both ends, yep. Which is unique. I mean, that's why one of the valuable things we were able to do in this study is I look at it from all angles. Yeah. From the cost, from the effectiveness, yeah. From how it's working, all the different aspects, and that's what we did. And again, what I tell people is like both medications are great. Medications is a great treatment, and we'll love them. And surgery is a great treatment, we'll love them. This is not about one or the other, yeah. About finding what works best for what group of patients.
Do you think that because of studies like this, there may be a bit of a push for more bariatric surgery than medical treatment of surgery?
Again, it's one step in looking into the whole treatment options. Right now, if you think about it, if you're suffering from weight, you go and it's like a menu. Oh, you want this or you want that. It should not be the way. You and me now, you know, in medicine, there are guidelines that you should try to follow. Right now, we don't have much of that. We're still in the mix of this, like, revolution of new treatments that's happening, and then we need to figure out again what works best for what. It's not about one or the other, is find out what works for that individual person better than the other treatment.
It is one of the guidelines for approval by the insurance companies for bariatric surgery is to have a BMI over 40?
Correct. Okay. Or BMI 35 and with comorbidities such as diabetes or high blood pressure. As a matter of fact, we're working to lower for diabetes because
yeah.
This is so effective treatment.
Right.
And the interesting part, I don't know if you know that, I mean, those medications, the injectable GLP-1, were originally designed for diabetic patients.
Yes.
But when they gave them to non-diabetic, they did much better.
Yeah, right.
So the
yeah.
diabetic people with metabolic syndrome, it's very genetic. Very, we see it in families all the time. They fare much, much better with bariatric surgery than the medication part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's really amazing. And we need to take a break here in a few seconds. But do we have enough people not only in bariatric surgery, but in treating metabolic syndrome and so on, in the pipeline?
No, we don't. And that's the whole idea.
Yeah. It's going to be 50% by 2030. We need to train more people.
Yeah. This is like the mother of all diseases.
Okay. All right. We need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about the article that was edited by... authored by Dr. George Ide, right here in Pittsburgh. And it's in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, comparing the various treatments for obesity. If you have had surgery, if you've taken the medication, the injections, oral medication, or whatever, and you have a story, we'd love to hear it. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back to another segment of Medical Care. We're talking about obesity, when you have more weight you're carrying around than what you should be carrying around. And, you know, being in orthopedics, it was amazing, Dr. Ide, during my career, how much better the hips and knees, even if they were arthritic, felt in patients who lost 40, 50 pounds. It was just amazing because weight-bearing joints, You lose 50 pounds as you're walking. It's like the body has lost 100 pounds as far as your knee is concerned and the hip is concerned. And and patients were amazed. You know, Doc, I really feel better. I don't have as much knee pain, or I don't have as much foot pain or hip pain after I lost weight. It makes sense.
100%. I mean, we're not designed to carry this extra weight. And that's always when we talk about it. Like, there's one thing about looks and people when we talk about fat shaming, and that's what we should never happen. But we have to differentiate that from what the excess weight does to our health. And that's basically the key issue. You know, humans are attractive in different shapes, ways, and forms. And this is not my personal opinion. This is really facts. I mean, it's not for the show, but definitely this is a fact. But, you know, obesity is the mother of all diseases. It affects you from head to toes and everything in between. And we divide it into three categories. It's psychological. You know, there's more depression in this group of people. Metabolic, and perfect example, diabetes. So if you are BMI 40 and above, you're a few hundred times more likely to get diabetes than somebody who's not, among others. And the last one you mentioned is mechanical, correct? Yeah. Just the sheer amount of weight that can cause, you know, joint issues and back issues, in addition to sleep apnea. You know, when you have so much fat around your neck, when you fall asleep, you don't have enough oxygen getting in. This is why you're tired all day long, because you didn't sleep well. You didn't get enough sleep. So it can. Some patients have one or the other, correct? So not everybody has all. I have patients who probably 300 pounds overweight, they're not diabetic, correct? But they just have the joint issue.
Right.
And those are things we need to remember, is that this is not what size dress or shirt or pants we wear or anything like that. We really need to differentiate that this is all about our health and what it does to us.
Well, the stress that you put on your heart when you're carrying too much weight around. You need to have increased cardiac output just to walk. And to lift and get in and out of a chair, et cetera, it increases a stress on the heart to carry that much weight around. And the other thing is, every cell, every fat cell, has a blood supply, and the heart has to work to get that blood to that fat cell
exactly.
to keep it alive.
Absolutely, what you said, and to kind of to take it even further. We found out that when you're like that, you can use a lot of inflammation. So it's called inflammatory markers, which leads to increased risk of cancers. So you're 34% more likely to get cancers as well, you know, when you have this kind of stuff just from the angle. And I hear it a lot from my patients after they, you know, I operate, you know, do gastric bypass or a sleeve, and they are 100 pounds, 120 pounds less than they were started. They look at me, it's like, Doc, I just feel better. I don't know how to describe it. He's like I just feel inside better. You know, I think better. I don't have this fogginess I had before. I mean, stuff like that will make you, you know that this is what we're up against, not just the pound or the number on a scale.
It's physical and mental.
Physical, mental, and metabolic.
You feel better, and you can wear clothes that aren't XXX. 10x, whatever, and so you feel better about yourself.
And this is like the icing on the cake, so to speak, you know, no pun intended, but this is kind of like what it, you know, feeling good about yourself and what you wear and everything is amazing. It's important. It's extremely important, no question in my mind, but it goes beyond that again. It's just your health, your heart, your lungs, your less risk of cancers, and so on and so forth.
Those patients who have diabetes that you operate on, and say they have vertical sleeve, and how many of those, what percent of those patients can get away from insulin altogether because their diabetes is so much improved?
I mean, based on data, if you combine, obviously the bypass tend to do a little bit better job for the diabetic patient than the sleeve gastrectomy, and we'll probably talk briefly about the two in a second, but when it, if you take the gastric bypass, for example, we call it remission, 85% remission. But the interesting part is that if you treat it when you're being diabetic for less than 5 years, the chances goes up to almost 100%.
Wow.
Whereas if you've been diabetic for more than 10 years, that goes down to 60%. Now, all patients, 100%, all of them will be using less medications and better control.
Right.
That's for everyone. But for some, you can get rid of all the medication with normal blood sugar, normal A1C, all the way down based on the earlier intervention.
Yeah, and so that decreases the collateral damage to the eyes, to the kidneys, to the heart, like we talked about, and so on. So the
measure, the earlier, the better. The earlier you intervene, the better. And you know, like this is true in orthopedics. It's true for everything, correct? We've learned it from day one in medical school. The earlier, the better.
Absolutely, absolutely. What's the youngest patient that you have done bypass surgery or surgical intervention for?
Personally, the longest was 15 years old.
15 years.
Adolescent is bariatric is well known. So this is the youngest I personally operated on.
How about the most elderly patient?
Close to 75 years old.
Yeah. Okay. What percentage of those patients, no matter how the treatment is, gained at least some of their weight back after 5-10 years or whatever?
I call it as like, if you think, if you plot it, correct? If you know between weight over time, it's like a hockey stick effect. So everybody, you know, you lose weight, you start high, you go down. There's, imagine you plot it on a graph, you know, it goes down and there is a little bit of uptick, you know? So everybody gains some weight back, 10, 20 pounds, you know, some obviously can do a lot. Do much more, 20%. And this is what we always try to avoid. And now with medication and everything, we're trying to do everything we can to avoid that 20 to 25% chance of gaining substantial amount of weight back.
Absolutely. Okay, tonight we're talking about a bariatric surgery and the differences with the various types of treatment and so on. We have an expert in the studio this evening, Dr. George Ide, who is actually the chairman of the AHN Bariatric Metabolic Institute at West Penn Hospital, and very proud to have him as a frequent guest on Medical Frontiers. 866-391-1020 is how you can get in touch with us this evening. If you have a problem with your weight, give us a call, 866-391-1020. We'll be back.
Medical Frontiers is an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network.
Okay, we're back on another segment of Medical Frontiers for this Monday evening. 866-391-1020 is how you can talk to our guest this evening, Dr. George Ide, who is a bariatric specialist, and he is the chairman of the Bariatric and Metabolic Institute at West Penn Hospital, part of the Allegheny Health Network. And that has grown. That clinic has grown quite a bit since its inception, has it not, Dr. Ide?
Oh, for sure. And when I joined Allegheny Health Network more than 12 years ago, that was my goal, is to build that institute. And there's more to it than the name itself.
Right.
So the question, when you say Institute Bariatric and Metabolic, what's in it in there? Our vision at the time was to put all specialties that have common interest in this field, to put them under one roof. And there's more to it than just a beautiful, if you go and one day visit us at the institute, it's a beautiful physical, you know, plant and area, but there's more to it. It's when you have all the minds, you know, interact with each other on a regular basis. So,
and you have dietitians?
Dietitians, psychologists. People also, some dietitian has exercise physiology experience. We have endocrinologists, we have physician assistants, we have MAs, all sorts of things. So not only we take care of patients, we have a research arm, and today we talked about one of our, you know, publications in that field. We have many things out there going on. We're looking into AI, artificial intelligence, on how we can guide us to give better treatment for patients. How can you predict which treatment works better for which weight patients? Phenotyping, genetics. How can genetics help us? So we have a research arm, we have an education arm. A lot of residents, fellows, medical students, the future of our healthcare, we train them because we need that, correct? We need to take care of everybody else. We work with the community, we work with our colleagues, we do teaching session, education, courses. Just this past Friday, we had a course, teaching our colleagues because that's what we do on a regular basis, correct? So this is other, you know, may not have to focus on one disease. We focus on one disease, correct? So we take the time to educate others about it as well.
All the patients who go through the Metabolic Institute, are they seen by a dietitian?
100%, yes. So all of them have to be seen by a dietitian. Because at the end of the day, like I always like to use analogies, sometimes makes it easier to understand. So if you're walking around and you're 300 pounds and you should weigh 200, so you're around 100 pounds overweight, correct? And then you try to lose weight. And you're frustrated because you lose and put it back. You lose and put it back on. And people were like, what's going on? And they blame themselves. The reality is like you're swimming against the current. So every time you want to lose weight, your hormone makes you hungry go up. The hormone makes you feel full going down. Your metabolism shuts down. So between all of those things, this is why no matter how good of a swimmer you are, you can be an Olympics, you can be Mike Phelps or anyone. Right. If you have your swimming against the current, you're going to be pushed back. And that's what happens. So what the treatments we have between surgeon and others is we're stopping the current, but you still have to swim to shore.
Right.
Correct. You still have to do, and then we help you to do that. We have the means, the education, the everything we need to kind of help you to reach that goal.
How about the person who says, well, my grandparents were obese, my parents were obese, my brothers and sisters were obese. Are there people who...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just cannot lose weight, no matter what.
Yes, that is a genetic component. No question in my mind. So it's a multifactorial. Genetic is a huge component of that. Obviously, our environment, the food we're eating, we have to do something there. No question. No question about it. But genetic is component. And the biggest probably example when we talk about genetics are the diabetes, correct? Called metabolic syndrome. in some patients who have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides. You see it in families. It's very genetic. And in women, they have something called PCOS or polycystic ovary syndrome. They get it, you know, when they're teenagers with irregular menstrual cycles, increased risk of infertility. So it all goes together because your insulin is not working. It's called insulin resistance. So insulin is not working, and then they tend to have a hard time losing weight, correct? They are the most resistant for weight loss. So that's a perfect genetic, you know, it's very genetic. You talk to them, it's like, you know, you have, and I look at you, it's like, yeah, you know, my grandma, my mom, I say, yeah, this is what they happened to them, and this person happened, you know, just identify it right away. And for example, that group, bariatric surgery works the best for them. This is one of the, when people come to me, it's like, look, it's a no-brainer in my mind, because data and showing that they do the best, have the best outcomes.
So sometimes that's just used as an excuse. There's nothing I can do about it because that's the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What about in other countries? I've traveled in a number of different countries. You're from Lebanon, Middle East. When I traveled to Middle East and Asia, you don't see the amount of obesity in those countries.
They're catching up, though.
They're catching up. Right. But we sort of stand out as leaders here in the U.S., right?
I mean, you know, like I said, there is a genetic component, but there's also there's an environmental component. So there's like multiple reasons. And the environment is definitely a big one of them. Our food chain and what we're eating and stuff, definitely we need to, you know, pay attention to that. And that's contributing to that difference you see when you travel, correct? But that type of food and that type of lifestyle is catching up to other nations. So it's becoming like even an international problem, not just a U.S.
The number of dollars that are spent advertising foods that are not good for you, billions of dollars a year, billions of dollars. And is there a way that food can be prepared, fast food and so on, where it does not have the high number of calories and fat and so on? And just eating out in general, is it possible to go to restaurants and eat a nutritious meal that isn't high in calories?
It is possible. It is there. Obviously, the choice is depending on where you're looking for, correct? Now, obviously, it's a big topic, but if I want to like summarize it in a little bit, the least amount of processed food we have, the least amount from, when I say processed, you know, naturally, all the way to when you're eating, correct? Bread's a little bit processed, correct? Because it starts as, you know, yeah. Flour comes from, you know, grains. So basically, the least processing you have, the better it is. That's number one. Two, added sugars. So look at natural stuff, stuff you can find naturally. The more you eat of that things, and the less added sugar you have, that's a great start. That's just a great start. You know, a little bit of meat, a little bit of chicken, more fish, and as far as your protein. But the more natural, the more natural it is, the better it is going to be for you.
Okay. Honey is a sweetener, and it's natural. Better than other items.
It is better. Still increases. Like this is the thing. When we say those things, obviously anything too much of a good is not great.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about obesity this evening with Dr. George Ide, who is the chairman of the Allegheny Health Network Bariatric and Metabolic Clinic at West Penn Hospital. You can get into the queue, 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay, we're back on Medical Frontiers for our last segment. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. We're talking about obesity. And I think probably every family in the area probably has somebody who is overweight. Although we see it in families and so on, we see some families, though, that are, you know, everyone's slim, eats well, and so on. We're talking about processed foods. And those processed foods aren't just things that are in the food to preserve the food for longer life before it's eaten. It's what is done, what is added to that food. So it's better to have a beefsteak from a cow that is fresh and grass fed beef stock and so on, rather than from beef that had a lot of antibiotics, hormones, and so on to make their growth faster and so on, or chickens that have been treated with hormones to have their growth faster, et cetera, because those things that have been used are still in the food.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a factor in it, but also, if you think about it, I will take it a little bit further and then look at the more natural ways. While cows and meat that we have and chickens, as humans have eaten them forever, you know, as a source, think about it, it's also not the most natural way of getting your protein, you know? So if we're really going to think about it from, you know, take it a step further, is natural mean what you can grow, what you can grow on the fields, on trees, and that sort of things. Those, the more of that, the better the outcome is going to be. And the least use of, obviously, any additives and stuff like that.
How about seafood that comes from the ocean, you know, comes from the streams rather than the farms, oyster farms, you know, trout farms, et cetera, et cetera? The same thing. It's better to have the more natural.
The more right. natural, the more to think about as living in our natural world. And understand, you know, the challenges, but the more we do stuff like that, the better the outcome is going to be.
Okay. Even the vegetables that come from mammoth farms and so on, high-producing farms for broccoli or lettuce or cabbage or whatever, those have more of a tendency to be doctored up than, say, the local farm in Butler County or Allegheny County.
Again, the more natural is going to be better for sure, but I still take those type of vegetables over any processed, more processed food.
You know?
No question. And then a lot of added sugar.
Yeah.
This is like you take away those two things and you already make it, you know, to keep it simple for our listeners, you know, if you say, hey, what I can do health-wise, but that's a good start there.
One of the things that we have very, very much so in Pennsylvania is the Amish people. You don't see very many Amish who are overweight. They live off the land. It's all natural. They don't use a lot of, you know, fertilizers and other things. They rotate crops and so on and all that kind of thing that our ancestors used. But, you know, you don't see very many obese Amish. Do you agree?
Yeah, true. And on our ticket, again, I think you have to add the other another factor is activities, correct? If you do more walking, more like physical activity, that's also play a huge role as well. So between the two, the consumption and the expenditure on things, that's something you can also you have to factor in.
Yeah. Okay. You've been at this for a while. How long have you been in practice?
24 years.
24 years. Okay. So you at least have another 24 years to go. What do you see out there in the next 10 years, George, as far as your specialty, and that is obesity?
It's a great question. We're just talking a little bit ago. I just came from a brainstorming session with, you know, leaders from around the industries and everybody like medical and trying to think how things are going to look for the next 25 years and what you need to do. You know, I think a lot of the technology is going to be a huge role here. You know, I think artificial intelligence and how we can do to come up with new treatments, how we can scale, how we can, you know, provide more treatment option for more people using some additional resources like that. Medication is also going to continue to grow. In intervention and surgery, we have many more things coming down, especially like more minimally invasive. So less invasive, so more minimally invasive. Now we do surgery through the mouth. So you can go and suture from the inside without any incisions whatsoever. That's just as an example. We're using magnets, you know, to kind of connect two bowels together or two segments of the GI system, so there's less chance of bleeding and infection and complication. We already did a great job of cutting down complication. I mean, you know, bariatric surgery is one of the safest surgery you can have, you know, and you have numbers to back it up. You know, the bottom line is we're even, you know, coming up with more minimally invasive fractions. So on one hand, you have all these developments in medication and in, you know, biopharma and in procedurals, and then using technology on the back end to be able to scale it. And this is one of our biggest goals right now. How can we scale it? And also using phenotyping or genetics as an additional tool to give the right treatment to the right patient and not waste resources.
Okay. Well, we're coming up to our last break. Dr. George Ryan, it's always a pleasure having you here. You explained things so well. Congratulations on having your paper accepted by JAMA and having it published. Really great. And we'll get you back. Okay, Medical Frontiers saying good night. We'll be back in a week.
Medical Frontiers was an informational program sponsored by the Allegheny Health Network. The information featured on Medical Frontiers was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge of current developments in the field of medicine and should not be relied upon as offering advice, diagnosis, or opinions as to any individual treatment or problem. Nothing should replace the relationship that you maintain with your personal physician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.